Year-to-year forecasts of summer Arctic sea ice extent aren't reliable. That's according to a report out from the National Snow and Ice Data Center. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, a two-day workshop that started today in Colorado will focus on ways to improve sea ice extent predictions.
Every year, various groups set out to predict summer Arctic sea ice extent. The information is useful for ship navigators, biologists who study marine mammals, and scientists who consider sea ice a sensitive climate change indicator. A new study finds that those forecasts aren't always reliable.
The wild card really still is a summer weather pattern.
Julianne Struva is a senior research scientist at the National Snow and Ice Data Center in Boulder, Colorado. She and colleagues looked at more than 300 forecasts from the last 6 years. She says improved summer weather predictions, as well as better satellite measurements of sea ice thickness and concentration, could help forecasting.
You know, we don't predict the summer weather yet, and because of that, the sea ice is still sensitive to what happens in the summertime, which makes these predictions difficult during those sort of anomalous years.
Arctic sea ice reaches its minimum extent in September. Struva says 2012 and 2013 were anomalous years when predictions failed. She says that's because the extent of the ice strayed from what has otherwise been accepted as a general downward trend since satellites started keeping track in 1979.
It didn't seem to matter so much as a group what method you were employing to sort of do the sea ice forecasting. So if you were using a statistical approach to forecast what the September ice extent would be, or if you used a more sophisticated modeling approach where you're initializing sea ice atmospheric models with sort of boundary conditions of what the ice is and what the atmosphere is, and then run those forward, those didn't necessarily do any better.
She says when forecasting takes place also doesn't affect accuracy.
The forecast for what was going to happen in September also didn't necessarily get any better if you initialized your forecast in June or July or August. And I thought that was kind of curious, because you would think that as the summer progresses and you update your forecast with the current ice conditions, that probably you should do a bit better forecasting what's going to happen in September.
Struva says looking back at old forecasts could be helpful for those in the future.
We'd call it sort of hindcast model evaluation. So go back in time and just see, well, okay, would you have actually predicted the extent right if you had all the relevant input data that you needed? Or is there actually a problem with the forecasting method in itself?
Struva and colleagues are in Boulder this week for a sea ice prediction workshop to discuss how to improve future forecasts. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.